In a news update across the board,
for
some things are lost leaders
August,
at that price.
October the 3rd, 2022, on this early Monday morning edition, hour number two, continuing on with the Sunday Alex Jones show, second hour, and then we're going to the Sunday night live show following that, hopefully, Lord willing. We're found on both Sirius XM and also
Also,
terrestrial satellite networks. We're also found on Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm, Stitcher, and many more. Our podcast is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. We'll be back with hour number two in just a moment.
Like their song used to go back in the day, don't be fooled again. So, this is one of the great concerns that I have. Also, I find it incredibly ironic that it is the United States, all right, this under the Biden regime, that is now breaking the back, check this out, breaking the back of Europe, particularly Western Europe, and especially Germany. Now, these are supposed to be allies? No, no. The name of the game is ultimate control, all right, and that's what the globalists are all about. Control. It's not just here, but it begins here in this republic. And notice I keep saying republic, because this is a republic. And understand the implications of that. They want to talk about democracy. Well, first of all, they wouldn't know democracy if it slapped them in the face. And if they saw it, they would be abhorred. They couldn't stand it. It would be abhorrent to them. So this is some of the things that are on my mind. We the people, black, white, brown, red, yellow, we are the ones who will bring about these changes, not these psychotic, maniacal, lying, hypocritical pieces of whatever that, you know, too many people call leaders. There's a big difference between a leader and a misleader. And that's what these globalists are all about. Misleading, misinforming. Imagine, we are in the United States of America, and yet we are censored as if, what? We are in Stalinist Russia, or Nazi Germany, or Benito Mussolini's Italy. We are censored, all right? We are no longer allowed to put our perspectives out there. Why? Because it might actually get people to do what?
And you're totally right, Larry. And as a benchmark, anybody surveilling you to censor you is the bad guy. That's just 101.
Right, right. And it's funny that you mentioned, not funny, hilarious. It's interesting that you say 101, because we've gone from COINTELPRO to counterintelligence. COINTELPRO, COINTELPRO. Okay, a program that was set up to frame, to imprison, to murder, etc., by our own government.
And now we had a big FBI whistleblower last week say they're using COINTELPRO against populists and patriots right now. They're literally targeting millions of Americans. It's like Venezuela.
This is serious. And people, I think, are seeing that. It is serious. These people, creatures, whatever you want to call them, they will do anything to try and maintain power, control, discredit you. Brother, that's what you're going through. They want to discredit you, you know, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I totally agree with you, because they admit that we're in a global food crisis and a global energy crisis, but on every record, they're the ones behind it. I mean,
Exactly. Who started the crisis? Why do we have this crisis? Because it's what they are doing. This is a part of their plan. See, keep you hungry enough, keep you cold enough, and then, whoa, you turn to
sure,
them.
What do you
well,
make of hundreds of food plants in Europe and the U.S. blown up? I mean, this is getting crazy. Well,
common sense. Unfortunately, the media, as you well know, the so-called media, the propaganda machine, clamps down on that information. They do not connect the dots. That's where we come in. We connect the dots. And when one uses common sense to connect the dots, one knows that this is no coincidence. It's no coincidence. This is being deliberately, all right, and insidiously carried out. So that's what I make of it, and I think that that's what all conscious people will make
totally
of it.
No, I totally agree. And Larry, let me just throw this out there. We're going to break and come back and cover some world news, the food collapse, and what's happening in the third world. But I've been interviewing you for at least 20 years, and you were like me 20 years ago. You were not that positive. You were like, we're in trouble. It's bad. So when you get up here, because you're a respected, really smart, wise guy, when you say you think we're starting to win, you're not just saying that to make other people up. You're seeing, so as bad as this is, you're seeing a big awakening.
I'm seeing a big awakening because it's real. And guess what? The globalists know it's real. That's why they're clamping down so very hard. Well, keep on keeping on, because we are not about to quit.
I agree. Larry, I got your old bio. Where is the best place for people to find you online if other folks want to interview you? How do people find Larry Pinkney?
It is still very, the one part of the bio that's still quite active is the Black Activist WG.org. That's still
Black Activist WG.org.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The great Larry Pinkney brought this up at blackactivistwg.org. Let's play a little bit of it. Roger Daltrey, what a musician, what a writer. Ain't the new boss, same as the old boss. Won't get fooled again. We are so close to victory against the globalists right now. But they're cutting off the food. They're injecting us with poison. They're coming after us because they know we're waking up. We're getting populists elected everywhere. Here is Goya CEO, one of the biggest food companies in the U.S., explaining what's really going on. This is so powerful. It's what Larry Pinkney was just talking about.
Food prices, if you've been to the grocery store, you know, are continuing to climb. Political leaders like Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren say it's got nothing to do with the war in Europe or ESG or anything they did. It has to do with greedy grocers who are getting rich. Well, we almost never speak to the heads of big companies on the show because they won't come on. But Bob Yananaway is the CEO of Goya Foods, one of the biggest food brands in the country, and we are grateful that he has been willing to join us tonight. Bob, thanks so much for coming on tonight. So you have heard, you run this huge company, and you have heard that you're the reason that food prices are up. Is that true?
Not true, Tucker, and thank you for your courage in speaking the truth. And I'd like to say our hearts, our prayers, and our help, because we are in Puerto Rico and Florida, go out to the victims of Fiona and Ian.
Yes.
At the core of inflation, and it's out of control, especially in food, is evil. Our desire to control us. When I was a child, my parents said, never take candy from a stranger. And they're giving out candy, incentivizing people not to work. They're taking away our purpose, our spirit, our reason to get up every day. And they're doing it without
yes.
their own candy. They're taking our candy and using it to incentivize us not to work. That's very inflationary.
I think you're the only person I've heard say that, that this is an intentional effort to take people's purpose for living away, which is work, the act of creation. That's why we're alive. Why does nobody say that?
Well, you know, we were an essential business, Tucker. We never stopped working. But work is essential. It gives us our reason. You know, God, I love this gal from Meloni from Italy. You know, she has this fascist speak, God, family, country. And, you know, you need to have a purpose. God, she says we all have our genetic code. Each one of us is made in likeness of God with our own identity. So we all have a purpose. Now you take that purpose away by the very few who want to own us, enslave us, control us for their own greed and power.
We don't get fooled again.
They've been censoring Maloney's video everywhere where she said they want to end our families, they want to enslave us, they want to domesticate us, they want to make us dependent on them. That's totally true. What's been done to black Americans is the perfect example that the CIA ran, and now they're going to do it to everybody. So, Larry Pinkney, wow, here we are.
Now they are doing it to everyone, my brother. And this is the thing. I'm sorry that it had to go full circle, but perhaps that's what it took. But that's where they made their mistake. They have made a serious mistake. It has gone full circle. It doesn't matter anymore whether you're black, white, brown, red, yellow. They want to destroy you, to control you. You either follow the narrative or they attack. Well, we got something real proper for them, and it's very different. Our narrative is the narrative of everyday ordinary people. We understand. We don't need to use highfalutin, eloquent language. We speak the truth. And that's one of the reasons they hate you, Alec, because you're very direct. That's one of the reasons they hate Trump. That's one of the reasons they hate DeSantis, because you all speak what? Very directly, very clearly, very down to earth. They hate that. They like to be like Barack Obama, Mr. Doublespeak. You dig? So it's like, enough of this. You are so correct. It's happening to us all right now. People must really become aware, cognizant, and they are. But we need to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Like the song goes by The Who, we don't get fooled again.
Larry, I could ask you 100 questions, but just looking at the world, everything you see, I agree with you. With 37 days left, they're going to do a false flag. FBI says, oh, right wing's about to blow stuff up. As a nationalist, as a populist, as a Christian, I'm not right wing or left wing. I'm pro-human. But they are demonizing everybody that's pro-America as a Nazi when, as you pointed out, they're the real Nazis, and they make the Nazis blush. What do you expect to happen in the next 37 days?
Well, I wish I could say more, to be more specific. But I have a very strong suspicion, and I hope it just stays a suspicion, but a very strong suspicion that we're going to see some kind of major false flag event, which they will try to use to cripple any kind of real democratic process, okay? I don't know what it's going to be, but I'll recognize it when I see it, and I think most of us will recognize it when we see it. If it happens, I hope it doesn't, but I expect them to try it.
Well, people ask how I knew 5-6 months ago, and I went on air and I said, they're going to wind up crazy, mentally ill white supremacists, and they're out there on drugs, mentally ill, and they're going to attack, I would say, black grocery stores, black colleges, black churches, because we know they provocateured it before, because they're crazies, but they don't usually do it without help, just like we saw with Michigan and that whole fake plot. The same folks ran January 6th, and then that white supremacist went in and killed a bunch of innocent black people buying food for their family. And people are like, how did Jones know this? Well, I mean, when you study this, you just learn the patterns, and that's what I'm really concerned about. I think they're going to, I'll bet you every ounce of blood in my body, every drop, Larry, they've got probably 20 white supremacist groups wound up right now ready to attack. I don't know how we stop that.
Isn't it very interesting that they constantly use the term white supremacist when they're supporting the Azov neo-Nazi white supremacist battalions of the Ukrainian government? Isn't that very interesting? Well, who are the Nazis? Who are the white supremacists? I'll tell you who. They are.
And by the way, we have the B-roll where they won't even, this is confirmed, they won't let Jews or anyone with brown skin into grocery stores in Nazi-controlled Ukraine. Because they literally are Nazis. And remember, the puppet president Zelensky didn't deny that 3 months ago. He said they are what they are.
What does that tell you? But who are we? When I say we, I mean the collective we. We are not. But who is our government supporting them to the tune of billions? They shouldn't get 1 cent. And you know, let's take care of America. Let's take care of the challenges and issues that we have right here. But see, that's the divide and conquer game. And you know it, brother, and our audience knows it. And we got to make damn sure that people all over this nation, all over this republic know it. So that when they try it, it will backfire big time.
Well, you're right. And Larry, a month ago it was $50 billion. It's currently 80 plus billion, as you said, they admit to, pumped into Ukraine.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's it's not only insane. It's hard. I can hardly find an adjective to describe how sick that is, how disgusting that is.
Veterans committing suicide, people starving, mass fentanyl death, and 80 plus billion to Ukraine.
And veteran families having to get food stamps? The families of veterans? Oh my God. This has got to be changed for all of us, black, white, brown, red, yellow, citizens of this republic.
All right, Larry, everybody should visit your website. One more segment with you, blackactivistwg.org, blackactivistwg.org, to see the censored information of Larry Pinkney. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is just disgusting, but we got to remember, we are starting to win. So as negative as it is, humanity's waking up. We'll be right back. We are back live. Final segment, that of Owen Schroyer at Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m., coming up at Infowars.com/show. All right, but let's just be honest here. The left will attack, and a lot of what they say is true, but their solutions are wrong. I'm going to call some people out here right now. I'm going to call white people out. But not just white people. I'm going to call out anybody that's been successful, whether they're black, it doesn't matter, who now thinks they're part of the establishment. I know all these white people and other people that know what's going on. And they think, well, you know, I'm making $500,000 a year. I'm doing whatever. I'm okay. I'm not going to worry about this. I'm separate from this fray. But what Larry Pinkney said 20 minutes ago is key. You're going to find out you're under attack. And so rejecting freedom and liberty is rejecting your birthright. And it's our defense shield. It's who we are. And so I want everybody, whether no matter what damn color your skin is, you got red blood, to start getting into the fact that these basic truths of freedom are being destroyed. And if we don't have that safety net of freedom, we have nothing. But I know so many white people who aren't racist. They don't hate black people. They hate people that have less money than them. You know, I got to live in a neighborhood that's got a gate on it for security. And most of my neighbors are white. And they just don't like you if you're not rich. And it's an elitism where these people aren't part of the establishment. They need to promote liberty and freedom and not just think it's like some joke, like, oh, there's this freedom thing over here and, you know, I'm rich, so I don't care about that. No, that is the ether, the sea in which we swim. That's what made us so great. So to know yourself and to know victory, you've got to embrace empowering everybody. That's what it's all about. And so I don't want to go off on some jag here, you know, about what's going on, but I don't think the average middle-class person or wealthy person who's nouveau riche, whether they be black, brown, yellow, red, like you said, understands this. But if the globalists get their way, they're creating, Larry, a false class warfare against the middle class because they don't want that ecosystem. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely, and I have to quite frankly say the same thing about so-called people of color. I say so-called because the white folks that I know you can't see through them. They have some color, right? I think you have color. You have pigmentation, don't you? Anyway, all jokes aside, the reality is,
I think I'm almost darker than you, Larry.
I wouldn't doubt it. But you know, the fact of the matter is that I can say precisely what you said. Look at the, what I call Negroidians in the Biden administration. Look at them. Look how they've sold out every principle.
Speak to that. They use blackness as a shield to push war and corrupt. And it's not black people doing it. They claim we're black people, so we can do it. They've been bought out. It's disgusting. They're stealing black people's identity. Am I wrong?
No.
Of course you're correct.
You're wrong.
Didn't Joe Biden say you ain't black if you don't vote for me?
What's
that if not trying to steal not only our very soul, our identity, everything? And the fact that he was allowed to get away with that, not just by black people, but by our republic.
He literally said he owns black people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he literally feels he does. And guess what, folks? That's what
And then Jill says Hispanics are tacos.
Yep. That's what they say, right? I mean, the bottom line, divide, conquer, control. And so I'm going to call out the Negroidians. That's what I call them. Yeah, you Negroidians, you're traitors, not only to black people, but you are traitors to the human race. And for that, you must pay. You must politically pay.
So how do we counter the global corporate Klaus Schwab Nazis using black people as their corporate front? How do you call these folks out that are doing it?
Well, the only thing I can tell you, my good brother, is that I say it directly, and I'm not afraid to say it. I tell them that they are dive, half-stepping, no good pieces of scum who will, they'd sell their mamas if they thought it would get them some clout. They don't care. They're just like anybody else in terms of pigmentation. It doesn't matter. And being black is not just a color, as we used to say back in the 60s and 70s. It's a state of mind, okay? So that's how I do it. I think all of us have our own unique ways of calling folks out. But for God's sake, call them out. Don't sit back and allow, you know, these people to get away with that. People like Kamala Harris, people like the press secretary, people like the so-called U.S. ambassador to the U.N. These people are despicable, and they know it, but they don't care. Why? Because they get the money. They don't care about you, whether you're black, white, brown, red, or yellow. They don't care. And we need to be real clear about that. Pull no punches. Malcolm didn't pull any punches, and we're not going to pull any punches, all right? And, you know, that's why I call you a combination, Alex, of Paul Revere and Crispus Attucks.
Remember the top basketball player today. I'm not going to even say his name. We all know his name. An amazing guy. You can admire him for his skill. Not as good as Michael Jordan, but almost. And he just said, remember 2 years ago, he goes, I don't care about Muslims. I don't care about Uyghurs. I don't care about China. And it's just like, it's so disgusting to watch that and then have the owner of the Warriors say, I don't care about slaves in China. We lose our humanity being like that.
Yes, of course. Isn't that what, that's the game plan. That's the game plan. And that's why so-called people of color are so, they use them so effectively. Democrats in particular. All right, I'm in particular. They're not the only ones, but Democrats in particular. And let's be real.
No, I agree. The Republicans are bad as well, but the Democrats are the best at evil. I mean, they are the thoroughbred. They are the deal.
They are demonic. And they've been doing it for a very long time. As Lyndon Baines Johnson said, all right, and you can look it up, he would have these ends, and you know what I mean by ends, voting Democrat for the next 200 years, all right? Democrat. And we need to understand what we are real. In order to defeat an enemy, you must understand that enemy. You must understand how that enemy thinks, how that enemy
I agree. Does LeBron James not know how big he'd be if he'd empower humanity and come out against it? Why doesn't he do it?
Alex, he doesn't care. You have to, in order to do something for humanity, you have to first be human yourself. That's what you have to do. And he doesn't care. And it's not just him. Sadly, it's a whole bunch of Negroidians out there and so-called people of color, be they, you know, black, brown, red, yellow, who are willing to sell out for 30 pieces of silver, blood money, because they don't care. So this is, let's face it, let's be real. Stop shucking and jiving, let's be real. And Lord knows, you know, like the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26, faith without work is dead. So you better put your faith into action. That's what we all had better do. And these fools running around here, you know, making a mockery of us. I mean, you got the slave master sitting in the White House. The slave master, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. What?
And he told Judge Joe Brown to his face that he loves the KKK.
Well, of course, look at who his friends are. Look at who his, I mean, what can I, it doesn't matter. It's all a game of divide and conquer and control.
But imagine you that arrogance to sit there in a meeting with federal lawyers and Biden literally says, I love the KKK and starts, I mean, it's a joke. It's sick.
Yeah, it is sick. That's about the only thing I can say. But we're not sick. We're strong spiritually, mentally, and we are determined. They're the ones who are sick.
Dogger, they're losing. We're winning. We've just got to be focused and strong and expose the whole system. Larry Pinkney, amazing black activist, WG.org. We got 1 minute left. What else would you like to add, my friend?
I want to give you my love. I want to give Owen Schroer my love. Owen, I love you, bro. I've seen you grow. I'm so proud of you. I want to give Darren McGreen, a good brother, friend of mine, my love. I want to thank Daria, who made this interview possible, and the whole crew of InfoWars. All power to the people. You're going to make it real. You are making it real.
I love you, Larry. Thank you so much, sir.
Love you, brother.
You know, when I die, I want to go to heaven. I want Larry Pinkney to be there, and I think he will be. If I'm good, I'll be there with him. Listen to this song. We're the survivors. We're the survivors. We've got to be the survivors. All we got to do is survive. We will. We're not running the planet. We're going to survive. Owen Schroer takes over in 1 minute.
Stay tuned.
We're the survivors.
Sunday Night Live starts momentarily. We're the
survivors. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, we're the
love
survivors.
You.
Yes, the black survivors. We're the survivors. A good man is never honored. Survivor. In his own young. Survivor. Nothing changed. Nothing strange. Survivor. Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
Sunday, October 2nd, 2022, InfoWars, Sunday Night Live. And I've got a bit of news coverage that I have planned for this evening, some video clips as well. But as we do on Sunday nights, we're going to take a lot of phone calls with the longer segments here that allows a little more time for the callers to get their voices heard and their thoughts fully explained. Before I do give out the phone number and put you on hold, though, I want to address two things I saw in the media this weekend that is very concerning, and it's a reminder of just how inept and impotent and pathetic the American media is and why it's called fake news media. And there were two narratives from over the weekend, and one was on a local level here in Texas, but you'll understand it. You're probably seeing something similar. And then the other was on the international level with the issue of Russia. And if people still believe the news, if they're still turning on their TV, expecting to get the real story, the full story, then they're batting 0%. They're not getting any of the story. They're not getting half the story. They're not getting a quarter of the story. They're barely even getting a fraction of the story. And it's so misleading. It's so misinforming. And when you understand that and you know that, like the They Live analogy, putting on the glasses, or the Matrix analogy of taking the red pill, when you've already crossed that threshold, when you've already crossed that barrier of understanding that that's what the news is, more propaganda than anything, more misinformation than anything. You watch it and you're just stunned in amazement that this is the world you live in. That just, and you know, the sad part is most of it is really just based off ignorance. Most of these people that you see on TV are genuinely ignorant people. The only thing they're really good at is sitting down, putting on the makeup, and reading off the teleprompter. They're not actually informed people. It's all an illusion. It's all a facade. So let's start at the local issue, and then we'll get to the larger scale issue. Here in Texas, you have that goon, that clown, Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, running for governor against Greg Abbott, who's really not a strong Republican. He's very milquetoast, I would say. Lukewarm, if you will, and doesn't really rally strong Republican support, doesn't really rally strong right-wing support. He's really more of an independent or neutral, I would say, but he is a Republican. He's on the Republican ticket for governor against Beto. Now, Beto is a total clown who runs around the state of Texas saying he's going to take your guns, while Abbott, who I'm no big fan of, believe me, I've been extremely critical of Abbott, but even so, Abbott probably receives a C from a harsh critic like me as a governor, but on a graded, on a curved scale, Abbott gets an A. In fact, I mean, Texas is probably right behind maybe Florida, I think, for the quickest growing state, both by population and by economic measures. I think it's Florida and then Texas. Texas might even be number one. And that all happened under Abbott. That's just the fact. And so I sit here. This weekend, there was a debate Friday night. They do the governor debate Friday night when it's a big high school football night here in Texas. Most people are not sitting at home on Friday nights watching their television for a political debate. They're out and about. They're going to dinner. They're going to football games. They're meeting up with friends and family. So they don't get to see what a jackass Beto actually is. And then what happens is that the local media here cuts up the debate and presents it to you in an extremely favorable fashion towards Beto. And that's what was even more concerning, was that all weekend long, the local media here was uplifting Beto, praising Beto, how great Beto is, and tearing down Greg Abbott. And I'm like, you know, this is Texas. Sure, I'm in liberal Austin, but you know, isn't this still Texas? There is not a hint of conservatism anywhere in the local media here. I can't find it anywhere at a state level either. It's just, it's not there. And it's not even that it's liberal. It's just all misinformation. It's just all ignorant propaganda that is obviously favoring the Democrat Party. And so all weekend long, oh, Beto great for this, Beto great for that, Abbott failed this, Abbott failed that, and it's just nonstop, around the clock, all the time here, local media, the local ad pushes, the local radio stations. And you can't even get fair coverage if you're a Republican in Texas. In Texas, you can't even get fair coverage. And this is Abbott, who tries to be as neutral as possible. And he can't even get fair coverage. It shouldn't even be hard. Beto goes around for years saying how we're going to defund the police. Then during the governor's debate, says that Republicans want to defund the police and he's going to make sure the police are better funded than ever. And he gets away with it. The host of the debate doesn't call him on it. The local media doesn't call him on it. And then again, if you're just a neutral observer, if you're just an ignorant observer and you're watching the TV thinking you're going to find out what's going on in the governor's race, you're, oh, wow, Abbott wants to defund the police and Beto wants to fund the police? I like that. And then that's what you would actually believe, because that's what the TV just told you. They say Beto is going to be tough on crime and Abbott isn't. What happens when a city or a state goes under Democrat leadership? Crime rates skyrocket every time. But the local media is not going to tell you that. They're just going to tell you how great Beto is and how he's going to fund the police and stop violent crime waves. So you're just sitting here in, you're just in awe that the people around you are so ignorant and so uninformed that they actually believe this crap, and then they're going to go and they're going to vote for it. How in the world can a Democrat sit there and run on safety and law enforcement? Because the local media is in their pocket, and the average person in your local media that goes on TV is actually really dumb. They're actually not very smart people. They know how to read off a teleprompter, and they know how to put makeup on, and that's it. And so you sit there and you listen to the bait, and it's just total clown world because they're both accusing the other of the opposite thing. And you're just like, okay, well, we don't even know what reality is because both of them are saying two different realities. So then there comes the local media to correct it and make sure that you know that Beto is the guy that's being honest. Abbott is the liar. And they run their hit pieces all weekend, and they have all their local media telling you all the lies, propping Beto up. Just unbelievable stuff. And then he gets attacked because of the open borders. Again, they attack Abbott on all the Democrat Party policies. Democrats are soft on crime. Democrats are the ones that defunded the police. Democrats are the ones that have open borders. And then Beto gets to posture himself against Abbott, putting those straw men behind Abbott saying, look, Abbott did the open border. Look, Abbott is soft on crime. Look, Abbott wants to defund the police. And then people don't realize that that's just completely the opposite of reality. And then their local media tells them that, yep, Beto's right, that's what's going on. And then they go out and vote Democrat. And this is how the fake news works. This is how the fake news media works. And your local news reporter is more concerned about their makeup and their hair gel and their prestige being on television than they are about telling you the truth. And so they fall under the same spell of, oh, liberalism is popular. Yeah, liberalism is what people want. Liberalism is the good guy side. So they just willingly go along with it. And then the unknowing, ignorant audience believes it. And then they go out and they're going to vote for Beto. Beto is such a clown. It's pathetic that this guy would even have a shot. It's pathetic that this jackass can run around Texas saying he's going to be taking your guns and he wants to restrict firearms and ban assault rifles, that could even have a shot in Texas. It's heartbreaking. It's heart soul crushing. So, you know, this one to me is going to be very indicative of where we're really at in America. If Beto can win in Texas, yikes. Yikes. Because it shows you how rigged elections are. And I'm not just talking about the voting process. I'm talking about the fake news media, the lies from the media, the lies that Democrats are able to get away with. And a state that's known for being strong on the Second Amendment is going to elect a guy who's anti-Second Amendment. You almost can't even believe it. It's like you're living this nightmare and you can't even believe it because you can't wake up from it. And you just see all the ignoramuses on TV going along with it. But see, why do I say it's indicative? Because Beto shouldn't have a shot against Abbott. Not that Abbott is a great candidate, but that's how bad Beto is. So Beto shouldn't even have a shot. Not to mention the fact that Texas has obviously clearly been one of the top states to live in under Greg Abbott as governor. That's just a fact. The numbers bear it out. Beto shouldn't have a chance. But he does, because Democrats get away with lies and the mainstream and local media covers for them. But you see, it's a test of the will of the people in Texas. And then I think the will of the people in Texas will ultimately be a reflection of the will of the people of America. Probably even a better case study than Florida, because Florida at this point is clearly the most conservative right-wing state in the union. You actually watch media in Florida, they actually tell the truth. You watch local media in Florida, they actually know what's going on. Democrats go on local media in Florida, and the local media hosts call them out for their lies. Probably the only state that happens. Except even in Philadelphia last week, you had the Philadelphia district attorney go on TV for an interview saying how much safer the city is under his liberal progressive policies, and the news host gave him the I'm not so sure about that treatment. So if the state of Texas can beat all the propaganda in favor of Beto and beat all the propaganda against Greg Abbott, and then we can actually have a fair election at the actual polling place, then you know what? That's a good sign that Americans are smarter than their TVs now. Americans are well aware of the fake news, mainstream media, and local media than they've ever been before. And I think this governor's race is going to be a big indicator of where that stands coming up in these midterms. But boy, oh boy, I mean, folks, if Beto becomes the governor of Texas, what is going to happen to this state? Because a lot of people moved here to get the hell away from Democrats. And Democrats are pretty much just far left-wing communists at this point, and Beto is on the left wing of that scale. A guy that campaigns on taking your firearms, disarming you. I mean, he might as well go around the state saying, I'm going to make you my slave. As soon as you have to turn over your guns, you're no longer a free citizen, folks. As soon as you have to turn over your firearms, you're somebody's slave. Somebody owns you. And Beto runs around the state saying that in Texas, and they say he's leading in the polls. I don't know. I don't know how Texas survives Beto. I think Texas under Beto goes the way of California. And it's sad that the entire state of Texas and all the different local medias are all on board for it. And they're so ignorant. They're so high off their own hair perfume that they can't even look behind the curtain of the fake news media to see what's really going on. Now, the crew just put up a poll out of Brazil that they're saying Lula is ahead of Bolsonaro. And that's fake news as far as I can tell. I talked to a few people in Brazil, and a few of them are Bolsonaro supporters, a few of them are not. They would be more on the liberal side of the political spectrum, and they don't want Lula. Liberals in Brazil know Lula is a criminal. And so I'm talking to liberals in Brazil that are saying, no one's for Lula, nobody likes this guy. And yet somehow, the most corrupt president in Brazil's history, Lula, who went to jail for his crime, his involvement go look up Operation Car Wash, if you want to learn all about that. And then he's the leading candidate for Brazil, the last president who got arrested for crimes, went to jail for crimes, and he's leading Bolsonaro, who's probably the number one world leader right now when it comes to nationalism and populism. It's Bolsonaro. And he's losing to a criminal, a known criminal, an arrested criminal. The most corrupt president in Brazil's history. Resurging against the most popular president in Brazil's history. And then you have probably the most popular soccer player in Brazil right now. I mean, this is a legacy player. This is a generational player. They had Ronaldo, and then they had Ronaldinho, and now they have Neymar. He's the guy in Brazil. And Neymar, last week, came out in support of Bolsonaro. That would be like Tom Brady coming out in support of Donald Trump. Trying to put it on a scale here. I mean, that would be like if Tom Brady came out and did a video, dancing to a Donald Trump song saying, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. That's basically the gravity of that. So what did the local media in Brazil do? What did the international media do? Oh, Neymar is a fascist now. Oh, Neymar is right wing. Oh, Neymar is controversial. I didn't think much of Neymar other than a great soccer player until that. Now I look at Neymar as a hero. Now I look at Neymar as a brave, courageous man who goes against all the attacks that he knows will be incoming if he says he is going to vote for Bolsonaro. But see, Neymar is a guy who loves his country. Neymar is a man that has pride in Brazil. So, of course, he wants Bolsonaro to win because he loves Brazil, too. And then in response, Neymar put up a tweet saying, it's funny all the people saying they believe in freedom of thought and freedom of speech until someone speaks out against them. I'm paraphrasing. He put it up in Portuguese about 2 days ago. But basically saying, oh, that's funny. You guys say you're so tolerant until somebody disagrees with you and you start attacking them. So good for Neymar. But that's not even the big international story I wanted to discuss. But that's the element of the fake news media trying to rig elections for anything that's left-wing, anything that's globalist, anything that's liberal, regressive. I don't know why they're that way. It's an odd thing to see media that is suicidal, that is cannibalistic, that is so ignorant of its own well-being, so ignorant of its own fortune, so ignorant of its own place in society that they'll throw it all away because they think they're doing what's popular. They think they're doing what's in. And really, they're just falling for the propaganda and then regurgitating the very propaganda that they already fell for. But again, that's because the average person on TV is about as thin as the layer of makeup covering their face. But so that's how the fake news works. Now, the more dangerous aspect of this now is what's going on in Russia, where every news outlet, except for maybe Tucker Carlson and maybe Dan Bongino, is telling you that Russia blew up their own pipeline. And their excuse, well, why would Russia blow up their own pipeline? I'm not even kidding you. I was just listening to somebody on the television before I came in here, and they said, Russia likes to play chess. And sometimes in chess, you have to sacrifice your own piece to make your next move. I'm not even kidding you. That's because there's no rationale for Russia blowing up its own pipeline. They could turn it off if they wanted to. Why would they blow up critical infrastructure when they could just flick a switch? Makes no sense at all. But of course, the West, the United States of America, has all the purpose in the world. They know the media is going to blame Russia. So that puts them in a stronger stance when they officially announced their war against Russia that's been going on for months now. And now that Germany and the European countries can't get Russian oil because the pipeline got blown up, oh, now they're going to have to work with other countries, and the U.S. is going to have a lot more leverage there, and not Russia. As the U.S. continues, Biden continues his illegal, illegitimate war against Russia in Ukraine. So, the fake news media really expects you to believe that Russia blew up its own pipeline and that it's just a coincidence that the new pipeline opened the same day there was competition to Russia. So it's like, Russia's now in competition with another pipeline, so they're going to blow up their own pipeline. And this is what the television media, the fake news media, wants you to believe. This is what they tell you. This is how dumb they think you are. Or this is how dumb they are. And if it wasn't for Tucker Carlson and Dan Bongino, I have not seen anybody else go against that narrative. Now, granted, because Tucker Carlson is so big, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and others kind of have to hedge and not just fully buy into the anti-Russian propaganda, but maybe question things where they normally wouldn't. So thank God for Tucker Carlson. And you know, this one is so big, this might be the one that really motivates them to get Tucker Carlson off television. Because they really got to have this war with Russia badly. They've got, I think that the Western regime has big plans for a war with Russia. And I think that the Western political elites, folks, have gone so psychotic. They have gone so psychotic, they don't even realize what they're doing at this point. They consider what they've done in Afghanistan or what they've done in Iraq or other parts of the world in recent decades as victories. And so they really think they can just go have this victory in Russia and it's just going to be like nothing. And they have no clue in their hubris and their ignorance, in their arrogance, they have no clue that Russia is more powerful on the world stage than ever in recent history. With allies in China and India and Iran and more growing every day. And I guess they haven't learned from history where
when other corrupt regimes on the planet go into Russia, that's it, game over. Most recently, the Nazis. The Nazis, I mean, who knows how much longer the National Socialist Workers' Party, known as the Nazis, yeah, that's left-wing ideology. They tell you it's right-wing. It's not. Nazis were left-wing. They were Socialist Workers' Party, is what the party that Hitler was in, was a Socialist Workers' Party. It's left-wing. They went into Russia, and that's when the entire World War II scenario changed. America entering it was obviously big, but as far as Germany was concerned, it was them going in to Russia and Poland that turned that whole thing around, made Russia get involved, and that was it. The Russians took Berlin. They lost millions of people. They won World War II. And then basically America just takes credit for it. But no, it was the Russians that won it. So it's amazing we forget that history. And again, we're so high on our own hubris, and our elites are so psychotic now. They just really think they can launch this plan against Russia, whatever they have planned, and they're just going to get away with it. And blowing up the pipeline was part of that plan. 100% guaranteed. So now, not only does the mainstream fake news media cause you to have an ignorant voting base that votes corrupt, lying politicians into office like Beto O'Rourke, at least that's what they hope, it also lies to you about major international events and affairs so that they can deceive you into supporting an illegitimate war. But I don't know if it's all going to go according to their plan. And I just hope the American people can wake up soon enough, because we need to be coming out against a war now. And you notice the only Western leader to say they want to have peace negotiations is Donald Trump. Every member of the Biden administration has saber rattled. Every member of the Biden administration has threatened Russia with a nuclear attack. But Donald Trump said, why aren't we having peace negotiations right now? Even Vladimir Putin said, why aren't we having peace negotiations right now? And you know what Zelensky said? He said, F you. But see, the media doesn't tell you any of this. The media says, Putin's the bad guy. Putin's murdering Ukrainians. Putin blew up his own pipeline. Putin didn't blow up his own pipeline. And I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and act like I trust the results of the election in Ukraine, but when you go back and you look at the voting record in Ukraine, and you look at the voting record in eastern Ukraine compared to the rest of Ukraine, eastern Ukraine has always been pro-Russia. They still speak Russian there. They still vote pro-Russian leadership there. And Putin has officially decided that that's now an annex of Russia. Those eastern Ukrainian territories. And so if and when NATO or the U.S. moves in, or really it already has, then Russia is going to view that as an act of war. And he said so much. And what is Zelensky's response? F you. And then what is the Biden administration's response? We're going to nuke you. So Putin says, well, let's go to Kiev and let's have negotiations. Zelensky again says, F you. Biden administration says, we'll nuke you. Trump says, I'll host the peace negotiations, and the entire Western media falls silent. And part of that's because Trump is censored on the internet, so when he posts something on Truth Social, it kind of barely gets any breathing room. So that's what's going on, and that's the danger of fake news media, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why we need to keep InfoWars on the air. And look, you know, they'll come out and try to attack Alex Jones and destroy Alex Jones, and we know that, and we know they'd love to see InfoWars off the air, but, you know, Alex has a plan in place to at least keep this place running as it is, even if they try to take every dime that he's ever earned and make him live like a pauper, if they can do that. They'd really like that. That's what Democrats get off on, is making people poor. Have you realized that yet, that Democrats get off on making people poor? Yeah, just check any Democrat-run inner city. You'll find it out real quick. But folks, you can keep InfoWars on the air when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of product in stock right now and on sale. There is a super sale in fact, happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com with top-selling, top-rated supplements up to 50% off, plus double Patriot points that can be used towards future purchases. So you make a purchase at InfoWarsStore.com, a bunch of Patriot points go into your account. You can go right back over to InfoWarsStore.com and use those Patriot points to make another purchase. InfoWarsStore.com, your support there keeps us on the air. So we're going to be monitoring the live results from Brazil's election coming in. Right now, the corrupt Lula has already been arrested and gone to jail for his crimes when he was the president. Somehow back and beating Bolsonaro right now, they're saying. And it's all the same crap. They say, Bolsonaro's a fascist. Bolsonaro's a Nazi. Bolsonaro's racist. Bolsonaro's bigoted. All this crap, the same lies. I can't believe people still fall for this, man. This is a true shame right here. Now, the challenge is going to be for Lula to get 50%, because you have to win with a simple majority, and he's short of that mark right now. So who knows? I don't know the ins and outs of Brazil's elections like I do here, obviously. I don't know how trustworthy they are or aren't. I do have people that could tell me their thoughts from Brazil. But boy, oh boy, folks, let me tell you, Bolsonaro, probably the best populist, nationalist, anti-globalist, pro-truth president right now on the planet. And if they can get him out of the office of president of Brazil with a known criminal, a known corrupt politician. Wow. And you know, what's so frustrating, what's so sad, is what the Luciferian cult, what the Satanist cult that runs this planet believes is actually very scientific. And if they can get people to vote for their own demise, if they can get people to vote for their own destruction, then they will deliver it. And they will feel no remorse. Because that's the meta mindset that they exist in. Like, well, you voted for us to end man-made climate change, so why are you mad we killed you? You voted for a communist, why are you mad he took all your money and destroyed your country? This is what you voted for. Don't be mad at us, the globalists. Don't be mad at us, the Satanists. We just entered the arena fair and square like everyone else. You are the ones that voted for us. Don't be mad at us. You voted for Biden, or did you? That is a real, real shame. And it's a gut blow. It's a gut blow for your hope that we can take this planet back peacefully, politically, from these monstrous satanic globalists, these demons. And you know, really, the issue of man-made climate change is like their ultimate backdrop. And it should be the ultimate backdrop altogether. And to explain to people, because see, that's the problem, is people like the veneer, people like the facade, people like the curtain. And they never actually want to know what's behind it. They just like what they see on the curtain and they're told that it's good. And so they don't ever look behind the curtain or think what's behind the curtain. Take man-made climate change as the perfect example. What is the curtain of man-made climate change? It's, oh, well, human activity on the planet is causing the weather to be dangerous and it's killing our planet and it's really bad. And so you say, oh my gosh, well, I don't like that. I don't want people to kill the planet. We love the planet. We need to protect the planet. So yeah, let's stop man-made climate change. Okay, that's the curtain. Well, let's draw the curtain back, shall we? What's behind the agenda to end man-made climate change? Well, what are you gonna have to do first? You're gonna have to end man. You're gonna have to end man first if you wanna end man-made climate change. You do realize that. Or you didn't think behind the curtain, did you? Well, that might be a little extreme. Let's think more practically. This weekend in Austin, Texas, there are a lot of concerts. This weekend in Austin, Texas, there was a Texas Longhorns football game. It's Sunday in October in the United States of America. You know what that means? You got over a dozen